ever unfolding hell happening. Cause it's always there in the lids of your eyes and in the corners of your mouth. The museum-like qualities of your parents' house. Butterfly wings pinned to the walls. But I was running past you when you were running past me. In these puppet days, in these puppet nights, in this puppet century. And I was looking for you while you were looking for me. In those puppet days, in those puppet nights, in that puppet century, I was running past you while you were running past me. In these puppet days, in these puppet nights, in this puppet century.
How you doing out there? You're listening to the Five Gears host, Stone Perkins, and this is the Motor Live Drive at 5. Today's special guest, Old Empire. Well, you guys really know how to make an entrance, I'll tell you what. That's Old Empire, everyone. Good stuff there, good stuff. Needs a little bit of volume, I think, in your ears. Can you hear?
I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing Stone.
You're having a little bit of a hard time hearing Stone. How you guys doing?
I can hear you now, man.
All right, how's it going out there in Radio Land?
All right, pipe down, drummer.
Well, it's glut. We're really glad you guys finally got a chance to get in here and play some tunes for us here on the Motor Live.
Oh, thanks, man. We appreciate you playing our stuff on the radio.
You are all over the Detroit area, Hamtramck and whatnot, playing pretty regular, right?
Yeah. We play wherever anyone will have us. We're a bunch of old cranky curmudgeon types, so, you know. I'm kidding. We like little rooms in any rooms. You know, we like playing to whoever will show up.
Well, that's cool.
We're playing the blowout, so we'll play big things too. We're pretty excited about that slot. We're playing 11:30 on Saturday, May 2nd. There, playing this Saturday at Donovan's with a great little band called Remnos.
Excellent.
We're oot in a boot.
Well, why don't we real quick here? Why don't we meet the
The band?
The band, yes.
Yeah, that's what we call them.
Well, I was going to say you called them crotchety or crunchy.
Curmudgeons.
Curmudgeons.
Yeah, there. That's the word I was looking for. And that's, maybe no, they should say that
I'm
themselves.
I'm describing myself and probably our bass player.
I don't want to be introduced.
So who do we got out there?
All right, so we got on lady vocals. We got the lovely Miss Laura Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Say hi, Laura. How
Hello.
You doing?
How are you?
I got lead guitar shredding. Got Charlie McCutcheon. He's a... And... And we got on bass, Mr. Mark Bierman. And on the trap kit, my man Oak.
Very cool. Now, how to make an entrance is actually something that's kind of buzzing with you guys right now, because you got a CD coming out the end of May.
Yep. Right? We're pressing vinyl even.
We
actually don't have CDs, not to be contrarian or annoying, but you can download it on Bandcamp, but just wanted to make a record.
That's cool. Well, How to Make an Entrance is going to be coming out in late May.
Yep.
On New Fortune?
Yeah, New Fortune Records. My man Kevin Pakla just said he likes us, so he'll make records for us. We also go making a video for the title track, How to Make an Entrance, with our man Mike Kinnan and his Tears of Nimbus film. So we're in the middle of the editing phase on that.
Fantastic.
So we'll put probably both those out at the end of May. I'm pretty excited about that.
Great. Well, it would be pretty awesome if you could play a couple tracks from this new
release. Yeah, we will. We're going to start with How to Make an Entrance. It's about being young and super into yourself and knowing that partying is how you make change.
Good deal. WHFR Dearborn.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm so tired of my self-loathing, the same routine. I need a reinvention. I gotta find a scene. Had enough of my town and friends. It's time to do some living someplace I've never been. Now I'm playing suits and ladders in an endless game. I'm studying, keeping my profits clean. When the rules are playing,
let's go.
Been studying who I should get to know. Need to talk about
how to make a difference.
Need to talk about
changing this town.
Need to talk about
which party you're going to and how to make an entrance.
I'm so tired, it's my fifth night out in 7 days. I'm not that much for working,
I find it's underpaid.
I got some money set aside
for drugs.
Let's go and get some parties
to level out of bed.
We'll talk about
how to make a comeback.
We'll talk about saving this town. Then we'll talk about
which party
that I'm from the top way to sit there with some girls who don't care. No conscience to sweat, but they wear the right clothes and they act like they know. Yeah, they act like they know.
Charlie.
All right, beautiful. Now that is a scorcher. I gave my all to alcohol.
Yeah, when you're out of stuff, you can't give anymore, I guess.
That's a great one, and that's off the new one that's going to be coming out, How to Make an Entrance on New Fortune, end of May. That song alone makes me want to grab this one. That's a great one. Great vocals on that one, guys. Good stuff.
Thank you.
Good stuff. I understand as far as vocals go, we may not be right there yet, but...
That's cool.
Your drummer's going to be singing a little bit later on.
You can kill that. Yeah, you can kill that. You can kill his mic if you need. That's
okay. Well, yeah, we wanted to find out which song that was.
Yeah, just go ahead and kill that. I think we don't need to do that one.
Okay, we'll find out which one that is.
Hey, don't
anyways.
Worry about it. Yeah, seriously,
they're all going to be.
Stop messing with Start being more entertaining.
Okay, let's. Sounds good. So. Along with this new disc that's coming out, you were telling me that you re-released or you threw something out there called Tall Ships, which is out there, right?
Old record where somebody was going to put it out and then they didn't, and then I got kind of depressed about it and I didn't really have the money to press it anyway, and so I just decided to bury it with some other bad feelings, and then I decided that it wasn't such a bad thing after all, and so I put it on the internet at oldempire.bandcamp.com.
You know what? It's good.
You're not my therapist. What did I do? What?
Well, no, but I'll take his fee anyway.
Yeah, but
I did get a chance to spin that one. It's good stuff.
Oh,
man.
Thank you so
good
much. Stuff, yeah, we wanted to bring one from it, but we our rehearsal time just sneak up. I've got like 20 songs for like a new record, so I'm.
Well, we're glad you brought it out.
Thanks.
Get it out there, man. What do you got for us next here?
We're gonna take it down. We're gonna keep it entertaining. Play a song called "Don't Be Mean" about people not being mean, whatever. Anyway, we're gonna be real quiet now.
Nice, guys.
Right, this next song, we just want us to charge ahead. You want to talk for a second?
Well, I'll tell you what. I wanted to find out when this band was born. Where's the birth of the band?
My porch in like 2005 or 6, I think.
Oh, yeah?
I wanted to write a record, and I've been watching a lot of WKRP in Cincinnati, and so I wrote a theme album based on WKRP in Cincinnati called Queen City Quandaries.
And that's a great record. A
friend of mine came out. Yeah, we're going to play one from that one in a couple songs.
Oh, great.
We actually played that one on an old record. We recorded it again, a new record with a different vibe for just music reasons. Someone asked us to, and whatever.
It's well, speaking of vibes, let's do one here.
All right. Yeah, my stage manager's sweet, guys.
We'll be right back.
Excellent, guys. Right?
Yeah, thanks. Goes out to a couple friends that passed too soon from bad habits, you know?
Oh, it does happen.
But we like to write the minor key lyrics in the major key songs, you know?
Now, you guys have got, your sound is all over the place. I mean, it's really, you know, it's nothing a genre is going to jump on.
So is my head.
You know, but it's so refreshing, and it's just so many directions that you guys have go into. And if you had to peg it to anything, could you? Genre-wise, I mean...
I've always loved this idea. Like, music is about, like, kind of, like, art in general, just, like, helping me, like, process what it is to be a person, like, give me perspective on, like, life or whatever, or feelings. And I always just, like, loved this idea that a few bands had, where, like the Velvet Underground being one of them. That song's pretty VU-y. And, like, this idea of, like, yeah, like I said, minor key feelings in major chord songs, like, mm-hmm. this, like, maybe just a truth about being a person that, you know... Elliot Smith, my favorite contemporary songwriter,
okay.
Maybe one of favorite ever, said... I just try to write songs about being a person, and it's, I don't mean to be like deflective, it's just, it's a lot to be in a person, so just try and make songs that feel good, maybe move your butt a little bit.
Sure, and they do.
And
they do
through a tough day. You know?
So, with the band members, and they can speak up, of course, at any point here, what were your influences, musical influences that, you know, everybody's bringing something to the table, right? So maybe that's part of the eclecticness of the sound.
Yeah, me and Laura are Kinks nuts. We just love the band The Kinks. We think they did it all from like punk to twang and back again, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Kinks are one of my favorites.
And that rhythm section's been together for, I won't give away their age, but they've been together since they were teenagers, and they're not teenagers
that
anymore.
That long ago, huh? And they're not teenagers anymore.
They've got a great groove together.
Okay, so you basically kind of covered when we were writing. You know, somebody called up on one of the shows. I played you guys on the rotation on Five Gears, and somebody called up and says, "Who was that again?" You know, and they asked, and they actually said you sounded like an early Bowie to them.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever heard that
actually,
before?
When I first started up, people tell me that. So actually, that's when I kind of got into Bowie, and then Hunky Dory and Ziggy Stardust.
Well, that's what I'm thinking,
that.
Right? Yeah. There's and kind of that Bowie
I always
feel there.
We were ripping off the same people. He loved the Velvet Underground too, right? You know, that's what
well,
Bowie was
go.
Doing. He's trying to be Lou Reed, you know?
Okay.
With better makeup, you know.
Better makeup for sure. Better makeup artist, anyways.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the drum sack there. So we want to play something else again. A couple of tracks here from the new one, the How to Make an Entrance, which is coming out on New Fortune.
Yeah.
And that's going to be end of May. Now it's going to be.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. It's going to be at the fest, right? You want to talk about
New
that?
New Fortune Fest. I got to mention. I don't know where that is. It's New Fortune Fest. We're working with New Fortune Records. They got a couple releases coming out. It'll be the Sunday before Memorial Day. That's May 24th. So we're just looking, it'll be outside. I think we're kind of somewhere in the middle of the bill. We'll play during the day, you know, rocking with sunglasses is always fun. So, especially if you're just doing it to not be pretentious.
Little Old Empire in the afternoon with lunch.
Exactly. Make you lose your lunch, bro. You're sick.
So you got a couple of tracks, a couple more tracks from the new release for us here, right?
Yeah. The next one, this one's called Free Advice. It's actually, so this is the holdover from, this was Jennifer Marlowe's song from Lonnie Anderson's character on WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah.
We were working with a guy for a minute who wanted us to make an EP, and he like asked, so his song kind of came back into being, so... That's how that goes, guys.
Let's share it with everyone.
Out of here. lost my innocence again. I think I lost my innocence again. I think I lost my innocence, but this time I'm not. Leisure suits on paper and tongs. Most of my dreams seem to always get met, but I still got one regret.
Man, all this goodness coming out on this record here. This is from How to Make an Entrance on New Fortune. That's going to be coming out late May. Gosh, that's some great stuff you guys have got going there.
Oh, thanks a bunch. Thanks. We're really excited about the future, too.
I'm really glad we had the opportunity to get some of this stuff out there, even before it's out there, you know?
Oh, we're excited, too. We think we've got so much good stuff. Yeah, we're going to play one more off this, and then we're going to play like a few more that don't have... no record home yet, so but yeah, we can talk a little more of that if we play this song about what we're gonna do. Or
yeah, you said you've got a lot of plans. We'll talk about that later.
You know, ideas, plans, whatever.
All right, well, this is Motor Live Drive at 5 here on WHFR Dearborn.
Charlie, your count, sir.
Excellent. Well, you two harmonize well together.
Yeehaw!
You two harmonize very well. Very well.
Thanks. Yeah. Used to be my sister in the band, and then she had to go back to school to do something better than rocking with her life. And just happened to fall in love with this awesome lady, and so instead of like disbanding the band, I could still keep doing my duetty boy girl thing.
Aww,
I like to do.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah. What was the name of that song again?
Oh, that song's called Taking Chances. It's
that's off the new one.
Yeah. It's about the idea of, you know, it's falling in love outside of the vacuum that couples make so the world won't shatter their delusions.
Ooh, okay. Repeat that 10 times real fast.
I can't. Like, if we play it too fast, we can't repeat it one time.
You can't do the punk version of that, is what you're saying.
Yeah, there ain't none of that.
Okay, well, let's quickly let's talk about where you're headed. You got a big gig going on this weekend.
Oh, yeah, it's not a big. That's kind of fun. It's not a big gig. It's a little Donovan's. It's a nice little bar in Southwest, and we're going to get there with another band, and it's homey, and just chill out and have a couple cold ones or
you'll be
red
there
pops,
with,
as you like to say.
As I like to say. You'll be there with Remnos?
Remnos, yeah. They play kind of like... Let's call them like, you know, kind of like desert jams, a little bit twangy, a little bit kind of Mazzy Starish vibe going on with some of their music, I think. Really nice, really good songwriting. And that's, as you probably guess, that's what I'm totally into. I'm not really into genres as much as songwriting. You could, you know, play it like Nirvana or like Joni Mitchell, and if the song's right, then it's right, you know?
Right. I think you play it like Old Empire. That's
We try.
That's the way to do it. So you'll be playing some of the new songs at Donovan's this weekend.
Yeah. We just, you know, like all bands, like the record we made is like we finished it a year ago and just trying to get it out. So, you know, like every band, we're, you know, we still love those songs, but I've written like over 20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've got some new stuff coming. I have to tell you, though, Queen City Quandaries, which I got from you when I first saw you at, I believe...
The Cadieux Cafe.
I love that record.
Oh, that's thanks so record. Much.
And everything I'm hearing, especially, you know, all this new stuff, it's just getting better.
Yeah, people said like surf rock and Jonathan Richman and like New York City late 70s, no wave kind of stuff. And yeah, I'm into that. But in like early Bowie, like, but whatever people get, it's a two-way relationship, you know? I just want to connect with people, really. You know, and then I want to get rich. I want to connect with people, and then I want to get super filthy rich off this.
Hey, okay. Hey, I want to ask you now, who are you working with on production for the new record?
Okay, so the new record is Adam Cox. We made that at Brooksfield Gentlemen's Club. I wanted to give a big shout-out to Dave Feeney. I made Tall Ships at his studio, Temper Mill, and I made Queen City Quandaries at Temper Mill in Ferndale.
Very
great,
cool.
Great, like, best drum room in town. Worked with Eric Maluchnik and Matt Basner. They're great guys as well. But we made the new record at Brooksfield Gentlemen's Club. It's not what it sounds like.
It sounds like something.
Yeah, exactly. It's a place where gentlemen convene to make music.
Did you stay focused is the question.
Yeah, no. There were no poles in the studio, if that's what you're asking.
I might
have been. Adam Cox is great. We loved working with him, and he just, you know, just got the vocals out front, and hopefully we're saying something that someone wants us to say.
Good deal. Okay, your next track here, is it still going to be Addicted to Losing?
Yeah, we're going to be Addicted to Losing.
Maybe a little starter story and then kick into it.
All right, okay.
Is there one? Did I put you on the spot? Maybe a little bit?
It's a breakup song and it's not about Laura.
Okay, well, that's good.
is that, I don't
think.
Yeah, and so is the next one, and it's still not about Laura, but it's still about the same person, I guess. I don't know what to say. This one's called Addicted to Losing. Just the idea about, you know, I don't know. You just get habits, man.
All right.
Sometimes there's some bad habits we form.
Let's do it. This is Motor Live Drive at 5 on WHFR with Old Empire.
Turns out I forgot this was a game of risk again.
Great track. Old Empire, Dynamite. Dynamite. This is just a piece. This is just a sample of what people can hear at Donovan's this Saturday night.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We like playing that one. Yeah, the rest of them you'll get at Donovan's Saturday. So, yeah, so back to Adam for a second. Adam Cox, where you recorded. So we loved recording with him, but he had to move shop. You know, people wanted the building for whatever different reasons. So he's setting up shop somewhere right now. We're on our way for him, but we're antsy. And so it's going to be a while. So I thought with like 20-plus songs, we'd just start going to some producers we like around town, Steve Noara, Fred Thomas. If I don't say your name and you hear this, please don't. Is this because I'm forgetting and I'm nervous? Scott Masson, just awesome people around town that I have a lot of respect for, and I want to see with different approaches, and I'd love to see what they pull out of our whatever.
You've got a big old magic bag of songs ready, and you're looking for multiple producers. You can bring a real switch up of sound, really, for the most part.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like there's the band, and then there's like the tape that catches it, right? And like the filters, and before it gets. So, I mean, like a band playing live. And I've always primarily focused on that. I've never really been one to build the home studio. I just record a demo of like on a little field recorder of like me and a guitar, and I send it to the band, and then we just hash it out and practice. So I'm like, I write everything, but I couldn't. Every band has played these songs differently, and I couldn't do it without these guys. I just make sure.
Well, there's definitely a gel going on. Definitely a gel going on out there. So what you're saying is there's some acoustic versions that we might see in a box set later on down the road, right?
Yeah. When I get filthy rich, you got it exactly.
Hey, Charlie, I wanted to say I love the guitar work.
Yeah,
and it jumped out at me when I saw you guys at the Cadu. I'm like, wow, this guy's
playing. He bends it like he's playing a lap steel, right? Or pedal steel, whatever those steels are.
I love it. So I love it. You guys got another track here, Reaching for Stars.
Yeah, we do. I was just trying to stretch for time for playing some of the darn songs.
Well, you know, we do have the motor moving, baby. And I noticed we have a couple of...
I've got alternates, yeah. We can throw a couple of alternates your way. So, all right, let's keep on rocking. This one's called Reaching for Stars. You know, it's about...
Well, I tell you what, before you go into the song here, let's talk briefly about the... Metro Time, the blowout coming.
Oh yeah, well yeah, super excited. No, you're gonna be. That's. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Please do. Please do.
I talk
jump
too
in
much.
There.
I'm manic. Right.
Tell us where you're going to be. What day you're going to be during this big old massive fest?
At Woodward Avenue Brewers, on Saturday, May the 2nd. That's in Ferndale. Yeah, on the corner of like one block south of 9 Mile, on the block east of 9 Mile. One block south of 9 Mile, on the block east of Woodward. Sorry, Woodward 9, basically. So we'll be playing there. We'll be playing with War Horses. We'll go on first, and Chet Black Blonde will play second, and then we'll play at 11:30. And then Ryan Allen, and we'll do a solo project. He's been in a million things. Like, he's in Destroy This Place now. He was in Thunderbirds or now. So we get to play before someone who's really good, and, you know, so hopefully we'll be really good, too.
Good. Hey, you know, we got some people that want to know right now. Let's bring it up right now. I was holding it off for the show, but where can we find... your music. I mean,
okay.
Oh,
yeah. So
let's talk about it.
Yeah. Oldempire.bandcamp.com. Oldempire.bandcamp.com has Tall Ships, that 5-song EP, has Queen City Quandaries. It will soon have How to Make an Entrance around the end of May. If you want to check out a song called Give Any Love, which you're probably going to talk us into playing because I'm talking about it now.
That's a great tune.
We're streaming that on SoundCloud. So we've got a SoundCloud page. I think that's just soundcloud.com/oldempire. Put it on the back end.
Okay.
Keep it balanced. You know, we got a Tumblr, we got a Facebook page. I've got a serotonin issue with social media. Like me.
Uh-huh. Well, if people want to reach out and get your tunes, man, there's plenty of avenues.
Oh yeah, yeah, please, yes. And we'll be get our first record through gangplankrecords.com. That
excellent.
Queen City Quandaries came out on Gangplank Records. You can get that gangplankrecords.com.
Good deal. How about you ready to do Reaching for the Stars?
Yeah,
Reaching for Stars?
Reaching for Stars. Yeah, you gotta there's an apostrophe after the N before the G, so none of that. And I think we gotta spell like fur, F-E-R, because we're in Michigan.
Okay.
And I spell stars with a Z at the end just because, you know.
That's what rock stars do.
Yeah, I'm really cool. Me and Prince have a lot in common, so I'm gonna probably change it to Reaching the numeral 4 stars. Then I'll Casey Kasem, the numeral 4 and the word stars.
Excellent.
I'll do a 6 count, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2!
and I'll be proud of my scars. I'll be proud of my scars. Proud of my scars. Yeah, I'll be proud of my scars. I'm gonna give up trying, cause it's clear that we're through. How about you? I'm gonna give up trying, cause it's clear that we're through. How about you? I'm gonna give up trying. I'm gonna give up trying, cause clearly we're through. How about you?
That's a grinder. I love it. Nice job, guys.
Oh, thanks, bud.
This is WHFR, the Motor Live Drive Show, live Old Empire, band that's going to be at Donovan's Pub in Detroit this Saturday night. I suggest you get out and get some of this goodness. Now, that you said that track there was yet to be released.
Yeah, correct. I wrote that about a month ago, I think, or maybe a couple months ago now.
Okay, so that's goodness that's it's coming. And that's even going to be far past.
And you can't stop it. It's a juggernaut of pop goodness.
It's just, yeah, overflowing with goodness.
Yeah, it's a cornucopia of veritable rock and rollitude.
And so someone needs to come on. You see you guys live and just hear all the directions that this band goes into.
Okay,
and
good.
I think you are definitely illustrating that today, musically, of course.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah, good stuff. So
we're eager.
This the next song that we're playing is a breakup song too.
We got a bunch of time. Let's do Give Any Love.
Oh well, never mind.
Well, are you still going to do As Soon as the Lights Go Out later?
Because I want to finish with that one because there's really we don't have a better song than that one. So, you know, I really want to play one after that.
Well, Give Any Love is a great track. Played it on 5 Years plenty, and love to hear it. Love to hear it.
I'll give you the count, Oak.
Excellent. That's a great track. I think that was the first track I played. You sent that track to us here.
Nice, guys. Yeah, that's what you can hear on SoundCloud. That's our exclusive SoundCloud track. So you will tease and millions will buy the record.
And the millions will come in at that point, yeah.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you over Charlie's joke.
And then the millions will be pouring.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what's happening here.
So with the other silent half of this band here, everybody's obviously got a history of some sorts that brought you together. Maybe we can get an idea where everybody played with, who they played with at other times.
Mark and Oak were in bands forever, like Fedora. What else should we yell out? Not that one. What do you like to yell out, Mark?
Us Ecstatic. Understatement.
Understatement.
Is that Friendbians, Us Ecstatic, and what was the other one?
Understatement.
And then my first band... which is
you don't have to suck.
I'm not even gonna say it. Played with their band Friendbians in 1995.
Okay.
And so that's where I met them. And then I met Charlie later, and Charlie was already playing with Gabe.
Oh, that was in there. I don't know. Where did you met Charlie before that? Charlie's played drums in like about 9 million bands. And I just, you know, again, someone had left the band, and I just had seen Charlie's songwriter, you know, his like band that he writes the song called WCTM Gold. And I just had a hunch about it, and I saw him after the set, and I was like, man, I need a guitar player. You're the guy. And we just talked about, you know, just a guitar plan, pick attack and little picks, and him not using a pedal board, and me using a pedal board, and, you know, just so, and it just clicked immediately.
I was going to say, obviously, a good fit.
Yeah, he's my guy. That's my guy right there. He's the guy who can just play songs, and he picks up hooks, and we just go to town.
So how long you guys then been together then?
Charlie and I have been doing this about 5 years now, maybe? Longer? It's been a long time.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe like four.
Yeah, so I guess it's been a while, yeah.
Laura,
Laura. He's the guys. I don't want to.
Been 2 years for me?
Yeah, Laura's been about 2 years, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, well, no. Close to like 2.5, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. We fell in love 3 years ago.
So everything's going as well as the harmonizing.
I've got some sweet crooning.
Now we are going to run right up till 6.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
for you.
So I tell you what, I don't know. I think you've got time if you want to play one of those alternates.
Yeah,
on there.
We're going to play "Can't Hide It, Can't Fight It." You want to know. Do you want to like? That's our big closer. We'll play as soon as Slide Out. Don't play "Can't Hide It, Can't Fight It" for you because. You know, it's just, you know, we're a rock and roll review.
A couple of
rocks. Does that sound good to you guys, or you want to do what you want to do first?
That works for me.
That way, if you cut us off, we're not playing a very... Well, "Can't Hide It, Can't Fight It" is about a very complex human emotion. I think you'll pick it up when we play that song. But
a lot of lyrics.
This one's Laura. She's wrote some great
lyrics.
Oh,
yeah, this is the breakup song that's not about Gabe.
Oh,
oh yes. Touché.
Okay. Let's do it, guys. Old Empire on Motor Live Drive.
One, two.
Whispers of regret since the day we met. I knew you'd see I wasn't good enough to be with you. Had a plan to hold my hand and take me away from all my pointless friends. I couldn't see what we would be. It's easier to lie awake next to
you are.
but that's a lie. I can't get to before I cry. I gave you my best, I tried. Why can't you see it's you, not me? It's tearing us apart. 'Cause you won't see the sadness in my heart. Go away and be happy, but don't expect me to be here to tell you you're right. Just get on that flight. I want you to be happy, but don't expect me to be here tomorrow night. I'm living as soon as it's
Very nice, very nice. Now that's a breakup song. Can't hide it, can't fight it.
Woo! Yeah, that was as soon as this light out, baby.
Well, I was gonna say that. You know what?
Leaving as soon as this light out. You can do what you want, but I'm leaving as soon as this light out.
You're making a breakup song sound awful good, Laura.
Well, you know, there's a cold comfort to being free. I need a drink. There's a cold comfort to being free. You know what I'm saying, my man?
You sure, Laura. Nice vocals.
Thank you very much.
Charlie loved the axe work.
Oh, thank you.
Excellent.
Woo!
You guys, let's
other guys play stuff too.
No. Hey, no, you know what? It is tough too because I can't see these guys. Peek your head around there.
Hello.
Mark's over there somewhere. Oh, he can't get up though. How you doing, Mark? Great. You guys sound great too. I don't mean to neglect now. Now the whole band.
Everyone
sounds,
does. It's the nature
whole,
of the beast.
The whole band sounds dynamite.
We're used to it.
Let's talk again about the new. You're gonna play that as
play
soon
can,
as the
I
light.
Can't fight it. Yeah, but that's cool. So I got a couple minutes to talk. We don't got no 5-minute songs, but I'm gonna stretch it out and break it down.
The last song we just heard was
As Soon As It's Light Out.
That was the last song. Okay, I flipped them.
Yeah,
my bad.
No, I was going to lead up to it all, but
okay, well, that works, though. Well,
usually, if we play and some people like us still, then we play this one after.
Well,
like,
I'm sure. I'm sure anybody listening has got to be digging the tunage from the cornucopia. And again, you've got a new disc coming out. It's going to be coming out on New Fortune, end of May.
Yep.
How to Make an Entrance. They can go to your Facebook page. You can go to your Bandcamp. You have a Tumblr account as well.
Yeah, sure. Why don't?
Streaming on SoundCloud. A lot of what you're hearing today is on there. Some of the older tunes and tunes yet to come out that are just bursting, waiting to come out.
We got a lot of energy.
Donovan's this weekend. Saturday.
Yeah. I'll break it all down. Yeah. So this is Donovan's this Saturday with Remnos. Come on out. It's a lovely little dive bar. It's gonna be a grand old time. Then the next Saturday, May 2nd, we're playing at the Metro Times Blute. Some people say blowout. I like the Canadian pronunciation, Blute. Anyway, we're playing there on Saturday, May 2nd. We'll be on at 11:30. Get yourself, come on out. You got to get a wristband for one of those. I'm not going to say any numbers, but I need to just let you know you got to get a wristband. It's a festival situation.
I can't just can flash the WHFR badge.
Yeah, exactly. I'm press. Can't you tell by my pork pie hat?
I tell you what, can I carry one of your amps in?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe I can get in that way.
Ready, bro. Ready, bro. Then by the end, at the end of May, then we're gonna have a record coming out with a video for How to Make an Entrance, where I'm pithy and hilarious, and Laura does great faces. We'll play New Fortune Fest May 24th on a Sunday. It's the Sunday before Memorial Day, so y'all can parties with us.
Excellent. That sounds like a good time.
So yeah, I think that's pretty much what we got there. What else do we want to talk about? I got my hair cut recently, and I think it's got a lot of body now. I had a lot of layers and texture put into it. Oh, there it is. 3 minutes to go. Let's do it.
You are quite dashing. You are quite dashing. Gabe, Laura.
I look good in a Henley.
Gabe.
But not Don Henley.
Laura.
Yep, that's me.
Charlie, Mark, Oak, Gabe. Thank you very much for coming to the Motor Live Drive.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
One, two, three, four.
You're listening to WHFR, Dearborn.
On the Cavalcade of America, DuPont presents Burgess Meredith and Carl Sandburg in Native Land.
Hey, you sun, moon, stars, and you winds, clouds, rain, mist. Listen to me, listen.
The voice you hear is the voice of a poet. No dead poet, no half-alive poet.